How is Iran's position viewed in the Middle East, particularly after the release of all these WikiLeaks details? Joining us now, Hugh Sykes from our part of the BBC, who has spent the past 2 weeks in Israel, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon, getting the sort of street view. And this morning he's in Beirut, Lebanon, some of the best streets in the world. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, New York. Good morning, John.
So, you know, what are people saying? How have you sort of set out to discover what has surprised people as they begin to learn about these WikiLeaks revelations?
I've been asking people on the street, as you say, and also some more official people as well, some on the record, some off the record, and the widespread view. There are two things. Many, many people in this region, in the countries that you mentioned that I visited over the past 2 weeks, are very afraid that Israel and or the United States will bomb Iran, and they're even more afraid of what the consequences of that in terms of Iranian retaliation might be if there were to be such a bombing of the Iranian nuclear installations around Natanz and Isfahan. And let's start with one of the most significant people that I've met many times here in the Middle East over the past few years. He's a Jordanian-Palestinian commentator. He's called Labib Kamhawi, and I go back to him because he was very accurately prophetic. When I asked him before the Iraq War in 2003 what would be the consequences of a British-American invasion of Iraq, he said, before it happened, what you will see is a wave of suicide bombing such that you will not believe it. So when I went back to him to meet him again in Amman, the Jordanian capital, 10 days ago, I asked Dr. Labib what would happen now if Israel bombed Iran.
They will unleash brutal force, popular force of angry people between Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran. You have to understand, when you say Iran, you are also saying Shiites. Sacrifice for them is like life. And part of that is the philosophy of suicide bombing. I do not wish to see this monster unleashed.
Okay, some people think that's just exaggeration. It was Labib Kamhawi who warned me in early 2003, before the Iraq war had even started.
You'll see a lot of suicide bombers coming up. They would go and kill or bomb or burn Americans.
And on the streets of Jerusalem, I put a blunt question about Iran to a businessman, Erez Goldman.
Should you attack Iran preemptively?
I'll tell you the truth. Right now, yes. Because it seems like North Korea has developed a new nuclear center and they're supplying all the needs of Iran. I don't see any other way.
But there is another way, says Jerusalem Post columnist Amot Azar-El.
What is happening in Iran domestically is much more important than what is happening there militarily. You cannot run all these types of very, very misguided foreign policies while also maintaining a sound economy. The economy there is being run in a way that is unsustainable because that is the only way for the regime to remain politically sustainable. This is how they keep control of the people, by keeping the working classes materially dependent on the regime. This is what is happening in Iran today economically and socially. This is also what happened back in the Soviet Union. It didn't work there, and it's not going to work here.
Here in Beirut, explosions of a welcome kind, thunder and lightning, and the first serious rain after months of drought. In Lebanon, there's the Hezbollah factor. Hezbollah is largely funded by Iran and is believed to be far stronger now than it was before the war with Israel in 2006. Does Hezbollah fear an Israeli attack on Iranian nuclear plants? I asked one of the Hezbollah members of parliament here in Lebanon, Nawar al-Sahili, about that.
Israel is a dangerous state. There is a threat, but I don't think that Israel will have the courage to attack Iran, because they know if they attack Iran, there will be a big war in the whole region.
What do you think Hezbollah might do if Israel attacked Iran?
If they will attack Iran, I don't know what will be our reaction.
Would you help to defend Iran if Israel attacked?
I don't think that Iran will be waiting for our help. They are strong enough to defend themselves.
Let me put it differently. If Israel were to attack Iran, would Israel be endangering itself severely?
I think so. A war could begin in Iran, but we don't know where it will end.
Our partner, Hugh Sykes from the BBC, our tour guide there, of the reaction in the streets around the Middle East, which really echoes, I suppose not surprisingly, some of the concern in the WikiLeaks cables that the region is worried about Iran and what the implications are of this developing nuclear program.
Yes, it's there's a double game taking place here. It's very interesting. Numerous Arab leaders, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, make it very clear in the previously confidential and unseen WikiLeaks dispatches that they are afraid of Iran, and they want, as one of them put it, America and or Israel to cut off the head of the snake. I think the most interesting comment that I heard was the one that you heard just now from Amos Azar-El, the Jerusalem Post columnist in Israel,
sure,
which was, let's make it's absolutely clear that the threat of an attack on Iran is there, but actually we should simply wait for the Iranian regime to change, possibly implode because of economic pressures. And interestingly,
well, they've been waiting for a long time for that implosion to take place, Hugh Sykes, and deterrence is a dubious doctrine in the Middle East where violence can break out at any time. That's Hugh Sykes, a BBC correspondent on the streets of Beirut, sensing the tension over developing nuclear programs in Iran.